Hi everyone, my name is Chris Boyd and I'm the Senior Director of Professional Services at Wilson Sonsini Goodrich & Rosati in Palo Alto, California. Thank you all for joining us for today's ILTA Knowledge Management Peer Group podcast, which will explore what it's like to start as a KM leader at a new firm. And helping us to do so are two legal KM leaders. First, Gina Lynch, the Director of Knowledge Management and Business Intelligence at Paul Weiss in New York City, and Ali Shahidi, the Director of Knowledge Management and Research Services at Cooley in Santa Monica, California. And Gina and Ali are actually former colleagues. They worked together in the KM group at Bingham McCutcheon and then moved to their current firms in the past year. So they're both relatively recent to the roles. And they'll cover topics such as how they first got into legal KM and what their current roles are and how they compare to their roles at Bingham, their plans for the KM program at their firms, and finally provide some suggestions, both for people starting in KM at new firms and for those like me who've been in their roles for many years and could benefit from looking at their firms and their roles with some fresh eyes. So let's get right in and start with the discussion. So Gina, why don't you start and tell us about what your role was at Bingham and how you first got into legal KM generally and perhaps that role specifically.
Well, hey, Chris. Well, first I want to thank you for including me in this podcast. It's always great to be working with you and Ali and, of course, with the ILTA community. So when I first joined Bingham 14 years ago, I was the National Director of Library and Research Services. And at that point, the firm had just completed the first of 8 mergers that were going to happen over the next 10 years. And the firm was about to begin its second merger with Richards & O'Neill in New York. So in order to better support these efforts, the firm decided to create a CI group within the library dedicated to these types of strategic initiatives. The CI team was seen as one tool in assisting with the firm's expansion, but our chairman wanted to see the firm intranet become the chief vehicle for connecting all of these firms and promoting one culture. He used to say he wanted to see everyone walk through the same door every day. And so during these mergers, probably one of the most valuable assets to walk through our door was Ali Shahidi from Al Shuler Grossman, who became, I think it was, the head of KM at Bingham. So when the internet became this major cross-departmental effort, Ali and I began working together on almost all of the internet projects, with probably the most significant being the firm dashboards that we put together. As a result of the broadening scope of my position, the CIO decided to change my title to firm-wide Director of Knowledge Services. And at that point, Ali and I were really joined at the hip, me working on the content and delivery side of almost all the information projects, and Ali really providing the knowledge management and technology perspectives. So I think you could say two things really propelled me into my KM role at Bingham. The first was, you know, working in a firm that was aggressively growing and where the management of information really became key to the success of the mergers. But also, you know, certainly working with Ali, I mean, he really became my KM mentor, and it's fair to say converted me to being a KM advocate. So at some point, I realized that KM had a far broader perspective on information management beyond sort of the library and the internet, and that you really could have a greater impact on an organization with this broad knowledge perspective.
Great. Well, thank you for the background. And Ali, now turning to your background, we obviously heard some from Gina about your role in working with her at Bingham. What else do you want to share with us in terms of how you first got into legal KM generally and the Bingham role in particular?
Yes, thank you, Chris, and thank you, Gina. I came to Bingham as a part of the merger in 2007, and at the time, Bingham did not have a Director of Knowledge Management role. After the merger, my role evolved into a KM role, which was more on the technical and user experience side. The role included implementation of systems that are defined as building blocks of a knowledge management program, such as intranet search, portals, and various tools that would go along with those systems. And in collaboration with Gina, and as the market matured and as the product platforms matured, we ended up creating some of the more interesting KM products that were made broadly available to the firm. One of them that Gina mentioned won actually the ILTA SharePoint Product of the Year. I think the key to our success was that close collaboration between Gina and myself. Gina was really effective in directly interfacing with the practices, and we provide the technology infrastructure that at the end we were able to deliver and made it a success in terms of adoption, success in terms of delivery of actionable business information to the firm.
Well, that's great. It sounds like it was a very fruitful partnership, and obviously you enjoyed very much working together. So if I had to summarize, it sounds like KM at Bingham and combined with competitive intelligence was really geared to help support a rapidly growing enterprise and help integrate the entire organization so that in a firm with many different component parts acquired over the years, people felt a certain commonality, a certain communal feeling through the intranet and through the various aspects of it, and were able to connect both within their groups and across their groups to help scale the firm and effectively make the mergers work at a scaled level. Obviously, we all know, unfortunately, what happened with Bingham, and ultimately that firm was not able to continue. So I'm curious to know, and Gina, why don't we start with you? Obviously, Paul Weiss is a very different organization, perhaps has different business goals and needs for a KM program and platform. What is your current role at Paul Weiss, and what are the key similarities, perhaps, to the role at Bingham and the key differences from it? And what is it about Paul Weiss that has led the firm to define that role the way it does?
So I'm the Director of Knowledge Management and Business Intelligence at Paul Weiss. So I oversee all of the KM initiatives at the firm, including the KM technology. And in addition, I oversee the corporate research team and the business intelligence team that supports both firm management and, again, business development efforts. With the exception of overseeing business intelligence and the corporate research team, the role here at Paul Weiss is really very different for me. I no longer oversee the library or the litigation research team and technical services teams that support the print collection. They all report into a different director at the firm. In terms of the KM program, the major difference is that Paul Weiss is really a pioneer for KM and U.S. law firms. They introduced the role of the KM resource attorney here 14 years ago. Not many U.S. firms had KM lawyers at that point. So today, I have a team of 5 seasoned KM resource attorneys, which is amazing, and 3 KM project managers. All of these people are embedded in different practice groups in the firm. So this team has really done an amazing job of harnessing know-how and organizing it in these Lotus Notes databases on our in-house practice pages. And they've also done some of the traditional things of creating templates and exemplars as well as training materials. Of course, one of the major components of my job at Bingham was the intranet content management, but Paul Weiss is just establishing an intranet and for the first time and are also implementing a SharePoint platform. So we're basically starting from scratch. This is, of course, very exciting, but very different from the role that I played at Bingham. In terms of how the role is defined, I would say that what's key here is that each of these KM resource attorneys is dedicated to a different practice group in the firm. What's happened over time is that the practice groups have almost come to define KM for each one of those resource attorneys, so that some play a very big role in mentoring new associates and helping them find precedents and drafting documents, some of the more traditional KM-type activities, where others work more closely on the client side, and that would be things like maintaining extranet sites or working on closing sets, that type of thing. And then others work more in a current awareness role. They, you know, produce newsletters and monitor dockets or deals. It really seems to vary practice group to practice group, and that's one of the things that's taken me some time to learn here, is really trying to determine how lawyers at Paul Weiss define KM, but what you find is you have a different KM conversation depending on what group you're talking to and who their KM resource attorney is. So my role will really be to bring some consistency and to try to get them to focus on broader perspectives and information governance firm-wide.
Well, that's great. It does sound like quite a different structure and set of priorities perhaps or roles depending on the practice group, which obviously is a significant difference from Bingham. I am quite envious of the fact that you have 5 dedicated KM attorneys. That is a worthy and substantial and hopefully an investment with a substantial amount of payback for the firm, because those are undoubtedly high-quality people who are integral to their practice groups in supporting their knowledge needs. And Ali, just turning to you, if we could get the contrast in terms of your current role at Cooley and how it's similar to and different from your role at Bingham, and the business model at Cooley or the practice groups within it that's led them to define the role that way.
Yes, so I think the culture of the firm is very much defined by the clients that it will be serving, and that applies to the KM role as well. At Bingham, we had more traditional clients, both in terms of the industries as well as the size. Bingham had a heavy focus on larger financial institutions. And I think, as you know, Chris, Cooley is a firm with roots in Silicon Valley and is now a full-service international firm. The culture, again, is very much defined by the types of clients that we serve. I feel that in comparison to Bingham, the KM organization at Cooley is much more agile and responsive to internal and also external market needs and is willing to experiment. The KM organization right now, the group that I'm overseeing, includes three distinct segments. One, we have the business analyst that engage with practices to analyze their specific business needs, more on the technical side. We also have a dedicated application development group that works in conjunction with the business analyst to deliver applications, data-driven applications, to the practices. And in addition to those two groups, we have a role called the practice innovation and engagement attorney and others within the same team. And I expect that role will be more outward-facing, working directly with the practices to engage with them and identify exactly what their needs are. In general, the KM efforts at Cooley are very much data-driven, and we rely on maybe more advanced analysis of the business needs and lining them up with what the client's requirements are. And so in addition to that, I do also oversee the traditional library and research function, and I think they are definitely a key factor in here because the research and traditional library and research function, they have a better knowledge of what the practices are doing. And I'm hoping to be able to leverage their knowledge of the practices and the relationship to basically extend the KM services as a whole. And the differences between what we had at Bingham and here definitely has to do with agility and responsiveness. And that close relationship that I think Gina also mentioned, having that close engagement with the practices is key to having a successful KM program.
Well, those sound like some very positive attributes. Obviously, I'm familiar with the, broadly at least, the Cooley client base. It's similar to ours here, and that agility and market responsiveness and data-driven focus, as you say, are all critical elements to the success of a KM program at a firm like that. I'm curious to ask each of you about something that you highlighted in the current set of KM resources at the firm that may be not lacking, but just different from what was before. And Ali, I'll actually start with you. Gina mentioned this excellent group of KM attorneys that have been in place at Paul Weiss being a pioneer in creating that role. To what extent do you have dedicated KM attorneys essentially quasi-embedded within practice groups at Cooley? If not, do you see a role for people like that within the firm?
I think the key for Cooley is that we don't obviously have as many as practicing attorneys within the KM team as Gina does, but I do see their role not in terms of being able to scale up, but in terms of being able to identify automation opportunities that we can leverage to be able to scale them up. So I think the reliance on our side, on the KM side at Cooley, is more focused towards using the technologies to automate some of the tasks, and I think cautiously maybe expanding that group, but it's more conservative with a heavy focus on using technology to try to do the same thing.
That makes sense. We have a similar focus here. We have a single KM attorney, and he is also our lead document automation specialist, and part of his brief is to identify opportunities to essentially extend his scope by not only creating and updating the forms, but also automating them and making them more accessible firm-wide to increase not only the quality, obviously, of the work product, but also the efficiency with which it's prepared. So sounds like a similar philosophy. Gina, turning back to you, you had mentioned that obviously at Bingham, you supervised the library and research function, whereas at Paul Weiss, that's not currently part of your brief. To what extent did you see good crossover between the library and the KM functions at Bingham? And to what extent are you trying to replicate that? Do you think it's worth replicating that, at least in a cross-functional way, at Paul Weiss to support the attorneys in the various groups?
Well, certainly, Chris, on the business intelligence or KM side and the competitive intelligence side, I see that there's a real good synergy, strong synergy there. Those two groups, historically, we have the business development folk either starting with either the BI team or the KM team when they're seeking information. And it's interesting that oftentimes they are unaware of when they're actually looking for precedent or some other type of historical data that might be useful to a project they're working on, where the business intelligence team is the one that will really pinpoint that, no, you need an external resource for this. This isn't something that we could mine internally for you. But the synergies that the two teams even provide for each other, one may be a good source of where to collect the data or how to collect the data or where technology or an existing resource is actually much more effective than something that we could create internally. So I find that the sharing of the information and the broad understanding of the technologies and the resources is something that is just invaluable for each team. And it's something we really foster here, just like we did at Bingham. And I actually pretty continually have joint meetings whereby we all just sit down and share what the firm is working on. And it's so interesting to find that, you know, we can find solutions to questions that either practice development or firm management has had in actually having a meeting of the minds and coming at it from the two different perspectives and coming out with a much more holistic solution to a problem and find that a multidimensional answer is much better than looking at it just either internally or externally. So,
good. That sounds like a productive collaboration. We find ourselves here constantly cross-referring and trying to be as seamless as possible to the attorneys who, again, are heads down, very busy trying to get their work done, and they know somebody in support, and so they'll call, and we'll try to get it done behind the scenes. But as you say, those proactive conversations ahead of time also help us sort of better gear our efforts. And I don't supervise the library either, but I find myself working constantly with that group to provide that better support. Let's turn to the future. Why don't we start with you, Gina? What are your shorter-term plans, say, for the next 12 months or so? And then as you look out two or three more years, what are you hoping to achieve in terms of the KM program and sets of resources at Paul Weiss? And, you know, to what extent are those driven by the firm's business model, by, you know, the current set of management processes, the existing IT infrastructure, and so forth, as well as the firm's culture, which, as we all know, can be a critical component?
Right. So one of the good things about KM at Paul Weiss is that in some ways it's very mature, obviously, in that we have the staffing and we have some great content that's been collected, but there's definitely challenges. So, you know, we're migrating off the Lotus Notes platform. So although we have all these databases with robust product, we have a major migration project in the work. But I really think that this change in platform is going to provide us with some great opportunity to revisit how we're handling know-how and whether we want to keep the model that we now have in place. Our CIO really sees this as a transitional year and supports thinking out of the box and really challenging how we are now carrying out KM in the firm. My role here is really to re-examine the success of the current model. We're going to be looking a lot at metrics, exploring new technologies for collecting and searching work product. We also do a lot of manual collection right now, and I'm just not certain that that's really what we should be doing at this point. We'll be building out a new and robust intranet, and finally, really establishing better standards firm-wide around information governance. The great part of this team is that I do have these embedded people in place who are going to provide some great knowledge on this, but it's really a time to look at a new way of doing things. So some of our short-term goals are to have some quick wins. The first is looking at WestKM for transactional. We have WestKM litigation right now in-house, and it has very high adoption. But we really want to do something on the corporate or transactional side. So that will be one of the first things that we do. The other thing I like about WestKM is that it allows you to start having KM conversations with lawyers. So when they do that search in WestKM and they can't find their document, and you can trace it back to the fact that they never saved the document in the document management system in the firm, it's a good opportunity to start explaining to them why it's necessary to use the current systems, and how we can improve, how they can extract information from that system, but that's an impossible thing to improve if they've never saved it in the system itself. So we do want to really start having better KM information governance conversations. The other thing we're looking at here is a new extranet, and that's to further build out our capabilities there. And, of course, the SharePoint implementation firm-wide and everything that goes along with that is going to make it a very, very busy year. And so, as Ali said, you know, this is a year, it's a transitional year, it's a foundational year, and, again, it's one that we hope to really start having some KM conversations from the top down to the rest of the organization.
Great. That's a critical thing to do to transition and to build more of that foundation. Do you have any longer-term goals that you can already see perhaps building the foundation for those over the next year down the road?
I think that the longer-term goals, again, are still going to be around better adoption of firm systems that we already have. I think one of the things that Ali alluded to as well is that our firm clients drive in many ways what we do at our firms. So one of the things that we'll be keeping our eye on here, of course, will be security. Paul Weiss is, you know, we have a lot of financial services clients, so we are 150% committed to maintaining the security of our clients' work and our clients' documents. And to that effect, I'm curious as whether we may be heading toward a closed DMS, which, of course, will present some challenges and will have seriously impact both how we manage information and our ability to work more efficiently by sharing precedent. So certainly keeping our eye on security and, again, how we will implement these changes throughout the firm.
Sounds good. Thanks for the summary. Lee, why don't we turn to you in terms of your sort of plans over the next year and then perhaps a little bit longer term beyond that.
Yeah, I think Gina and I are maybe in two bodies, one logic, because it's very similar to what Gina is doing. We are building a foundation first, which has to do with, you know, technology infrastructure. Gina mentioned many of the products that she has on her roadmap, you know, SharePoint definitely being one. And also, I think, Gina, you mentioned building processes and standards. I think that will be key to provide the governance that we need for any kind of intellectual assets that we have inside the firm. And then in terms of long-term planning, kind of the direction that I'm getting from the CIO, who is very supportive of the KM activities, and also the group of partners who are invested in the technology investments in general, they're actively participating on the KM initiatives. The direction that we are getting from them is we need to identify opportunities for innovation. And I would say there is a history of innovation at Cooley, not necessarily under the KM umbrella. For example, the Cooley Go platform, which apparently was started within a practice, but now is under the overall KM umbrella that is being managed. So the idea would be to try to work with individuals within practices and identify any kind of innovation opportunity that will then be able to deliver a higher level of service to their client, very much focusing on what the client's needs are, and I think that will drive the innovation and hopefully deliver the value that KM promises to deliver.
Well, that's great. I wish you both luck with those plans. Sounds like you've got some firm direction for the near term. Turning to our last question, there are many people in the legal KM world who have been at their firms for several years, perhaps longer, and we all have targets, we all have near-term goals, maybe long-term ones, but we often, I think, take for granted, maybe too much for granted sometimes, what our firms are, what our practice groups are, how they work, who's in them, what their priorities are. And it's useful sometimes to do a bit of a reset and take a blank slate approach and say, well, wait a second, are those assumptions in fact correct? And you have the challenge, but also to some extent the opportunity to go into a new environment and realize, well, I actually really don't know this firm yet, and I need to get to know it a lot better. And that can be wonderfully beneficial for building those foundations, strengthening those relationships, creating that kind of innovation that you talked about. What suggestions, based on your experience in this transition, do you have for people who've been in their roles for several years or longer? And how can they benefit, you know, from your experience and your lessons learned, if you will, from doing this transition? And either one of you can take the question.
Well, Chris, I think you actually summed it up quite nicely. I think probably the most important thing that you can do is get out and talk to your lawyers and talk to as many people as you can in your firm. And you really need to be the one to have these conversations. And you shouldn't accept what people tell you when you walk into a firm. You're going to find X is going to want to do Y, or you're going to find that so-and-so is not receptive to Z. And I've actually found the exact opposite. I assume that lawyers at Paul Weiss would be a bit more traditional than lawyers at Bingham. But I'm finding that many of the senior partners want to discuss their ideas for technology and how to improve the systems at the firm. It's interesting that I think lawyers are getting so many inquiries from clients on legal process management that they want to be able to say that they're doing everything that we can to service their needs. And they're really trying to stay ahead in this area. Again, not something that I expected, but a real engagement with technology and curiosity as to, you know, what next steps will be for KM. I'm not sure you would have been able to have that conversation 10, even 5 years ago, but lawyers certainly understand now how important it is in terms of the client relationship. And so I think that from that perspective, it's a great time to be in KM, but I also think that people who have not had those conversations with their lawyers recently should be out talking to them all the time. I also think the other important part of this role is in staying fresh, of course, is, you know, staying in attending programs like ILTR and staying in touch with your colleagues. But I also find that it's because law firms in general don't tend to be necessarily on the front end of technological advancement. So I like to keep an eye on technology companies and see what they're doing, and also attending conferences or sessions that may not necessarily be law firm related, maybe just a straight knowledge management conference that deals with all industries, and see what other industries are doing. And again, it gives you an opportunity to see things from a whole new perspective.
Those are great points. Thanks, Gina. Holly, how about from your perspective?
I would like to echo, Chris, what you shared and also what Gina said. I think definitely we have to, every year we have to do a KM roadshow within inside the firm and to basically have a continuous outreach program with all the practices to, number one, showcase what KM has done with other practices and also identify opportunities that we can work with each of the practices. I think Gina's suggestion of going outside of legal IT, KM, is a great one. I think there are many organizations outside of the legal space that are doing really great, interesting, innovative projects that can fit easily into a KM umbrella. But the key point being is that constantly have to outreach, constantly have to listen to what the needs are to be able to deliver value.
Thanks. That makes a lot of sense. And it's a challenge to all of us to, as we get caught up in the daily fray, to make sure we're touching base with our internal clients, potentially external clients as well, and best practices that are going on outside the legal industry. So that's it for today's podcast. Thank you so much to our two panelists, Gina Lynch, once again, the Director of KM and Business Intelligence at Paul Weiss, and Ali Shahidi, the Director of KM and Research Services at Cooley. Thank you so much for your perspectives. Congratulations on your new roles, and best of luck as you move forward. And thank you all for listening to today's podcast. Goodbye.